You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 286, and today I'm going to be bringing to you the state of the direct sales and social media profession for February 2017. This is a new monthly series that I'm going to be doing over on my Facebook page at Street Smart Wealth. It's facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and each month, on the first of the month, I'm going to be bringing you the state of the profession. We'll be talking about what's hot in direct sales and what's not hot in both direct sales and social media. So what's hot and what's not? We're going to talk about customers, networking, using the term best, blatant pitching, adding people to Facebook groups, and a lot of other things. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I'm Jackie Almer, and I'm excited to be bringing you this new series on the state of the profession. And if you're not on my Facebook page, go to facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, like the page, click to see it first, and subscribe to my events so that you're notified of all the live trainings that go on there and different things like that. Also, are you in Direct Sales Bootcamp? I'm going to teach you how to kick some booty. Give me 15 minutes a day for 30 days, and your business is going to be transformed. Go to directsalesbootcamp.com. Also, my affiliate program is open, so if you are interested in learning more about how to promote my products and make some money sharing Direct Sales Bootcamp and different things like that, you can go to jackiealmer.com/affiliates, and that's going to take you in where you can get signed up, learn more about it, and I would love to share some of the wealth with you promoting these products and helping you get your team, those people you know. Maybe you've heard before that sometimes using a funded proposal is an easier way to get the word out. Whatever the case, join me in the affiliate program and let's have some fun. So again, I mentioned this is recorded during my Facebook Live, so you'll hear a couple of different things in there. I'm doing my best to edit it, but you'll hear some times in there where I may welcome somebody or make some comments, different things like that. I'm going to go with this one largely unedited. We'll see how it goes. If you have any feedback on me doing it this way, I am always open to constructive feedback. Just be nice. You can send me a tweet at Jackie Almer. You can contact me at jackieelmer.com/contact-us. Or just let me know over on the Facebook page, facebook.com/street/streetsmartwealth. Okay, let's talk about what's hot and what's not in direct sales and social media for February 2017. Hey, Facebook world, Jackie Almer here with Street Smart Wealth, and I am bringing to you today on this 1st of February. Now, it doesn't matter when you're watching this, you may be catching the replay, but what I wanted to do is I'm starting a monthly show that's really going to be all about the state of the profession of direct sales and social media to kind of get you up to speed with what's hot and what's not in each area, both for direct sales and social media. And by direct sales, that encompasses a lot of things. You know, I work with a lot of solopreneurs, real estate agents, network marketers, direct sales party plan. It all kind of falls under the direct sales umbrella. And when you think about it, marketing is marketing, and good marketing and bad marketing are the same no matter what. So the first thing I'm going to start with are those things that are hot, both in direct sales and with social media. And this very first one kind of lends itself a little bit more to the direct sales network marketing party plan umbrella. But one of the things that's really hot these days are customers. Now, in the older times of network marketing, with a lot of product-based companies, they went to more of a personal consumption type model. And by personal consumption, what I mean is it was all auto ship. You were just responsible for your own auto ship. Nobody was really taught the art of gathering customers, taking those customers, and from those, finding the ones that truly developed a strong product story and converting those into distributors. Very often that can be your best source of distributors are customers who have a product experience, are sold on what is out there and can go. And so because of this, a lot of network marketers weren't taught good customer gathering skills. And so that's one thing that I really want to focus on with you is to teach you those things. And I encourage you, whatever you do, learn to sell your product, learn to gather a significant customer base as you're out and about, and then you will not only get your monthly requirements paid for, but you'll turn many of those into distributors for your company. Now, if you've paid any attention, depending on how long you've been in the profession, the FTC has really been cracking down on companies and requiring them to have a strong base of customers as well as distributors. So don't be afraid of getting customers. When you get customers, it keeps you, it keeps your team in for a much longer duration because they see some immediate success, they see some income coming in, and a lot of people find it easier to lead with the product than lead with the opportunity. So really begin to put some focus on gathering customers for yourself, getting qualified, and then teaching your team to do the same. Now, another thing that's really hot is networking and networking events. Now, I have been in the network marketing and direct sales profession for 23 years. And in my earlier days, from probably about year two or three on, I got involved in a lot of networking events, went to Chamber of Commerce, a lot of those type things. And then I literally took 12 years off of almost all offline networking because I lived in a small community up in the mountains, and it was a 40 minute to an hour drive to go to any networking events, and then being able to follow up, meet one-on-one, it just wasn't effective with snow and rain and sleet and fog where I lived and that type thing. It didn't work. Well, 2 years ago, I jumped back into networking big time. And you know what I found? I found that these networking events, Chamber of Commerce, they're filled with direct sales, party plan, and network marketers. The challenge with so many of them is that they are not, most network marketers aren't being effective with their follow-up. They don't really know how to work a networking event and how to turn those business cards that they're collecting, how to turn those prospects or turn those people who they meet into prospects, into potential customers, into potential distributors, and at very least into ambassadors and referral partners for their business. So networking is really hot. Network marketing and direct sales and the products offered by these companies has gone very mainstream in networking events, but the key is really learning how to work these effectively. And I have notes here. I want to make sure that I get everything, kind of like the newscaster. This is my state of the profession talk for you. So when you go to these networking events, the key really is to lead with the product. I know that very often our end goal is to sponsor people into the business, and that is great, but you want to start with the product in a networking event. And the reason is because the people who attend networking events typically are already solopreneurs, they're already entrepreneurial, they're already motivated, and they are there to work their own business. That doesn't mean that they won't be interested in yours, won't be interested in your products, and won't be interested in learning more. But the key that you really have to do is start with your product and then know how to segue that later once you've had the chance to share that part of it. And then what's hot also is creating new warm market. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I wouldn't be here today if I hadn't started with my own warm market, you know, 23 years ago when I started in the profession. But nobody, I don't care if you're in direct sales, network marketing, party plan, a real estate agent, insurance, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You can't build a business solely on the backs of the people who you know in your warm market. Now, they can help you by trying the product. Some will be interested in the opportunity side of it. And certainly they can help you by referring others and becoming ambassadors for what you do. But the reality of it is you're going to have to go outside of your warm market at some point. So I like to teach and coach on really combining the two to begin with. You want to learn a good mix of networking events, social events, lifestyling, and all those different things to learn to get comfortable sharing what it is that you do while you're out and about, meeting people, going to social events, going to kid activities, and that type thing. And it really comes down to developing good success language so that you feel comfortable and confident and know what to say. Okay, so that's a big part of it. So creating new warm market is easy. In the beginning, it can be as simple as striking up a conversation with someone you meet in the grocery store line or at a kids event or wherever you are. You don't have to say anything about your business. If you want to develop this muscle, just start with meeting people while you're out and about and being comfortable opening the conversation. Okay, that's a big part of it. And actually, February is going to be my networking event. My whole calendar of events for February is going to focus on teaching you networking, networking online, networking offline, how to create that new warm market. So stay tuned to the Facebook Live. If you're on my podcast, if you're subscribed to my podcast, you can go to jackiealmer.com/iTunes, jackiealmer.com/Stitcher. You can subscribe there. You can go to jackiealmer.com, get my 25 top lead sources online for how I've built a successful business. And that will also get you into podcast information and that type thing. So that's my plan for February, is to really share networking tips with you and how I've built my business over the last 23 years with mostly cold market. All right. Now, another thing that's hot in direct sales are referrals and the third party approach. Get very comfortable asking for referrals and using the third party approach. The challenge when you talk to somebody directly to see if they're interested in your business is that you very often create resistance because you are coming at them versus having a conversation. When you use a third party approach, it becomes very natural to share a little bit about what you're doing and a little bit about what you're looking for, the type of partners. And then it's much easier to get someone to look at a video, demo your product, whatever it is, when you say to them, I'd love your opinion, I'd love your feedback, and I'd love to know who you know who might be right for what it is I'm sharing. Okay, who do you know? Not that you're coming at them. So referrals are big. Now, I want to tell you something else that's really hot is follow-up. Okay, this is where most in network marketing, real estate, and anybody who goes to networking events, this is where most people drop the ball, is they never follow up. They attend these events, they meet people, they collect a bunch of business cards, they come home, it sits on a stack on your desk. You keep looking at it thinking, I know I should be doing something with this, but what should I be doing with it? So you want to learn good follow-up skills. Think about it yourself. How many times do you go to a networking event, pass your business card out, but you never hear from anybody? Okay, everybody's doing the same thing. They're throwing these on a pile on their desk and they're not following up. So what I want to encourage you to do is set yourself apart and really begin to focus on a combination of high tech and high touch. High tech, of course, is meeting up with them on social media, friend requesting them, putting them into groups and that type thing. And then also sending them a thank you card, sending them a nice to meet you card. Anybody can text or email, but you really set yourself apart when you do that old fashioned follow up with a nice to meet you card, a note, something like that. I started doing postcard and thank you card marketing in 2005, and it totally changed my business. And I attribute that to being someone who sponsors every single month continually by being good at follow-up, keeping in touch with people, and using the direct mail piece as a very important part of it. So learn good follow-up skills. That is really hot in today's world. People are looking for what you have, but they're not going to think of it always. You have to stay top of mind and keep them in the loop with that. Okay, another thing that's hot is treating your business like a business. Whether it's setting up business hours, scheduling things in your calendar, meeting one-on-one with people to share what you're doing, doing Facebook Live, creating groups where you share on social media. You know, all of your efforts don't have to be offline, they don't have to be online, but you want to treat your business like a business. And that means scheduled hours in your calendar for what it is that you want to be focusing on and what it is that you want to be doing. Again, that can be a combination of online and offline. And you'll learn over time as you begin to use your calendar and keep it scheduled, You'll learn what works. You'll learn when your best times are to be offline. Like, I'm dressed up now because as soon as I finish with this, I am headed to a BNI event. I'm headed to meet a brand new group of about 40 people where I'm going to get the opportunity to stand up, give my 30-second commercial, share what I do, and generate potentially a whole list of potential prospects, ambassadors for my business, and so on. So I have my calendar very scheduled. I know that I'm doing this. This morning I got up and did follow-up. I did some Facebook posting. I did some LinkedIn. I'm shooting this. Now I'm off to a networking event, and then I'll be meeting one-on-one with a person after that. And that's my offline time. And then I come back and I have some time pre-scheduled online and for follow-up. And that's a clue with networking, and we'll be talking about this more on future videos and podcasts as I share about how to follow up and how to plan for that follow-up time so that when you do get home with that stack of business cards, you know how to follow up and you have time set aside to be effective with that. Okay, Facebook Live is another thing that's hot. It's hot in social media. It's hot in real estate. It's hot in network marketing and party plan. It's hot whatever you're doing, even as a solopreneur, maybe as a life or business coach, Facebook Live is hot. Facebook Live is like getting a free pass from Facebook that they're gonna put your content out there. You can go live on your personal profile. I would do that a little bit, but I wouldn't do too much of that for business because you'll alienate your friends. But begin to develop a business page where you can get indexed by Google, you can boost and promote your good quality Facebook Lives, but set a goal for yourself with a 30-day challenge. I've got a 30-day challenge that I just started with my team today to do Facebook Live. It's really developing that muscle. And if you're just getting started with your Facebook business page or in a group, don't worry about it. Not that many people are going to see it anyway. You have to be willing to be bad before you can be good, and good before you can be great. And the more you develop that muscle, you're going to be building your audience, you're going to be growing your fan base, you're going to be growing your referral partners, and you're going to bring some people in who are interested in your product and in your opportunity. I promise you, that's the way it works. We know that in Advertising 101, we are taught it takes 7 to 9 times for somebody to see something before you make the sale. Now, that doesn't mean you won't have some people who buy on the first time, but only 2% of people buy on the first time. That doesn't mean you won't have some people that buy on the second time. Only 3% of people buy on the third time. But did you know 80% of sales take place somewhere between the 5th and the 12th time of exposure? And 7 to 9 seems to be the primary sweet spot for that. So Facebook Live is a great way to get yourself out there, begin building your brand, begin building your following, and have content out there that you can share over and over and over again. Now here's a clue, you can multi-purpose that content, because as I'm doing this, I'm also recording it for a podcast. Let's see what else. Friends list for your new contacts. Now, I mentioned expanding and creating new warm market. It doesn't matter what profession you're in, you constantly have to be adding to your contact list. And I was mentioning real estate. How often do you sell a home? How often do you buy a home? So you think about the working inventory that you need to be successful in any business. And in these type of professions where you need clients and customers, that is your working inventory. Your client base, your customers, your referral partners, all of those are your working inventory. So you want to constantly be adding to that. As you do that, as you're out and about networking, make sure you're coming back and you're friend requesting those people on Facebook. Are you finding them on LinkedIn? Are you getting active and involved and allowing those people to in a much faster way, get a sense of who you are? That's a very, very important part of the process, because it's great to go to networking events. And if you go to one weekly, you're gonna speed up the process. But if you go to a monthly event, think how long it takes for you to get in front of them 5 to 12 times. Okay, for that 80% of referrals to happen. You're talking 5 months in if it's a monthly event. You're talking 5 weeks in at the earliest if it is a monthly event, if it's a weekly event. But with social media, you can begin to build your brand and get yourself out there and present with them quickly. So know how to create friends lists on Facebook so that as you add people, as you're networking, you can put them into friends lists and you can make sure you're staying top of mind by getting involved, getting active with them, and communicating on what they have to do. That's something, or what they're sharing out there. That's something that is really hot in social media it never goes out of style. Building relationships is what success in any business is about. And the more time that you spend building those relationships online and offline with high tech and high touch, the faster you're going to make an impression, the faster you are going to grow your business. So that's a big part of it. Okay, and I mentioned LinkedIn. LinkedIn is really hot for building business relationships. Now, I will tell you, I've built an amazing platform with Facebook, and Facebook is still my go-to place. I use it for fun, I use it for business, I use it for social, I use it for not so much news right now. It's not a very happy place to be in terms of news and current events, but you know, I use it for a lot of that kind of stuff too. If I'm trying to figure out something trending, I usually go to Twitter first and use some hashtag searches. But I love LinkedIn too for developing business relationships. LinkedIn is a very different platform than Facebook. So you don't go on Facebook and just, you don't go on LinkedIn and just kind of shoot the breeze. That's not what LinkedIn is for. LinkedIn is much more business oriented, but that's a great place to begin to share, connect, become interested in other people, treat it like an offline networking event, build those relationships, and you know, schedule some time through a Zoom chat, a Facebook Messenger, or you know, a Skype call, or an actual live phone conversation where you begin to network with people on LinkedIn, learn a little bit more about them, and figure out how you can become good referral partners for them. Remember, be willing to give before you get. That's really one of the keys in good networking. Okay, be a go-giver. If you've never read that book, find it, Go Giver by John David Mann and Bob Berg and John David Mann. I'll make sure you have it in the comments so you know. It's a great book, and it really does teach you the art of giving first, being a good networker, and knowing how to do those things. Instagram stories and Snapchat, two other social media platforms that are really big right now. Now, again, I don't like to totally distract people, but this is my state of the profession chat with all of you for February of 2017. Who knows what it'll be in March, but as of today, February 1st, this is one of the things that's really hot and trending, and that is Snapchat and Instagram stories specifically. That doesn't mean you have to get all confused if you're thinking, I am just figuring out Facebook, I am just figuring out LinkedIn, I don't even know what all this tweeting and Twitter stuff is about. Don't feel like you have to be every place all at once. You don't. And most of us can't. And most of us can't do any of them justice if we try to be too many places at once. Just be aware of some of these and begin to educate yourself. I know I coach with people all the time who say to me, I hate Facebook. Well, not me. I love Facebook. I could be on Facebook all day long. But some people just don't like it. So in that case, LinkedIn is likely going to be a lot better option for them. But that's the key thing to note. There are many options out there on social media. So as you're networking, as you're building relationships with people offline, ask them, what's the best way for me to connect with you online? Do you prefer Facebook? Are you on Instagram? Are you on LinkedIn? Let them tell you, because that's going to also be a clue for you as to where your target audience is going to be and where you want to spend your time as you're building and as you're combining high tech and high touch. So that's an important thing to note on that. So even if you hate Facebook or hate one of them, if you begin to find that a lot of your potential prospects, your ambassadors, your referral partners, that type thing, if you begin to find that they're in a specific location, that might be a clue to you to, you know, begin to learn that. I was taught a long time ago to pay attention to what you resist. Pay attention to what you resist. There's a clue there. So if you're finding that you have big resistance with something, that might be a clue that it's a good time for you for growth and learning within that platform. Okay, and then the final thing that's really hot are samples. Figure out a way that you can sample your product. Some companies have a way that you can sample. If you're in real estate or insurance or a business like that, might not be the case for you, but you could certainly sample out some of the listings that you have in real estate, or, you know, share some details, share the benefits of what your products that you're selling in that way offer. But if you have a tangible product in any way, share, provide demo samples so that people can get an idea. Many of us are visual. We like to experience something first. So give people that opportunity to do that. Okay, now I'm going to get into what's not hot in both direct sales and social media. Well, what's not hot is blatantly pitching your opportunity on your Facebook profile. You may get some bites. I won't ever dispute that. You may definitely get some people who are interested. But you're more than anything going to largely turn off those people who you're most looking to attract. Because the reality of it is, when people are watching you and when they're watching you in a business, they are thinking to themselves, I might be interested in that business, but if that's what I have to do to build it, I'm not interested in doing that. Okay? So beware of that. There are ways that you can promote your business easily on your profile. You can share social proof. Maybe somebody gave you a testimonial. You can take a screenshot and share social proof that says, oh my gosh, you know, I'm feeling grateful today to have a testimonial by my good friend, whatever. Make sure that they don't have a problem being tagged, that kind of thing. You want to, you know, keep privacy top of mind, that you're not putting information out there that's going to ultimately turn off the person who gave you the testimonial or something along those lines. You definitely want to make sure you're not doing that. But it's, you know, it's a, testimonials are a great resource. You can share a photo with you using your product, and you can talk about, you know, some way that it's helped you without saying, buy from me, here's the company name, any of that. You can drop little subtle hints, and people are smart. They will pick up on it. You don't have to tell them to private message you if they're interested. They know to do that. You don't have to do those kind of things. So you want to be really careful with blatant pitching of what you're doing on your Facebook profile. If you have a Facebook business page or you have a group that's specific to that, pitch all you want. That's what that's for. Okay. Be careful to make sure that you're always adding value with what you do and how you pitch, because that's what's ultimately going to bring people in. You want to be sure that you're adding value, but you know, don't hesitate in those particular areas to do that. And then occasionally, not every day, you can share information to your personal profile. For instance, this Facebook Live that I'm doing, I will be sharing this later to my Facebook profile page. And in it, I'm going to put something about, to all my friends who aren't in direct sales, you know, this may be for you so that you can help educate those who are, how not to turn you off, you know, something along those lines. So there's a way that you can create interest in sharing, and you can share from your business page. You will attract those ones who are interested, and you will find that it just becomes a natural part of what you do with those people who aren't interested. Just like I coach people who are in real estate, you don't need to share a listing every single day, an open house every single day. But if you're occasionally sharing from your business page and letting people know and letting them know that you're looking for referrals, nobody's going to be turned off by that. I always say I consider Facebook the Cheers of social media. If you are familiar with the sitcom, you know, where everybody knows your name, you think of Norm. He comes in, he sits down on his bar stool, and he talks about his day. He complains about work, right? We know that Norm did that. He complains about his spouse. But that's how Facebook is. You talk a little bit about what your day was like. You talk a little bit about the work that you do, because that's a big part of who we are. That's a big part of our lives. We talk about our children. We talk about social events. We talk about the Super Bowl that's coming up. We talk about all those type things. The key is to incorporate that to where it's an 80-20 rule, you know, 80% social and other things, only 20% business. And even in the business, you're doing it in a way that is not salesy. So blatant pitching is off. Adding people to Facebook groups without their permission. I probably got added to 8 groups this week. So this is top of mind for me. And I just, you know, I hate it. To me, it's kind of like I'm standing having a conversation and all of a sudden somebody grabs a hook and, you know, hooks me by the belt and pulls me over into what it is that they're doing. It just doesn't go over well. Personal invitations, on the other hand, where it feels exclusive, it feels like they're part of something special, that is fine. And use private messenger or text to do that. Just say, hey, I'm having an event, or I have this group, or I have whatever. I would love to share that with, you know, I would love to have you as part of it if it's something that you're interested in. If so, just say yes, I'll add you to the group. Or if it's a closed group or a public group where they can actually see the link, you can give them the link and allow them to opt in themselves. That's a big thing for me. Now, another thing that's not hot in social media is drive-by social media. Drive-by social media is where you do nothing but go through and just like people's, you know, different things, or like on a question that they've asked. That's always been a puzzle to me. If somebody asks a question, I always wonder why people like it and then don't respond to it. Like, answer the question, don't just like it. To me, that's confusing, and maybe it's just me. So if you do that, or you see that, or you have another idea about that, please leave it in the comments. I would be wide open to know what that is and you know how you see that working, because it's just interesting to me. And it's a waste of time for you often when you just do drive-by social media. It doesn't keep you top of mind, nor does making a comment like, great job, or something like that. Not that there's anything wrong. It's not like every time you go on social media, you constantly want to be doing something that raises your awareness to other people. So saying good job to someone when they do something that you appreciate, I'm not suggesting that there's anything wrong with that. But what you want to really make sure that you do is take some time when you're spending time on social media to think of some well thought out comments that you're going to share with people on their status updates, on business pages, in groups, and on those areas that you get involved in. Because people read those, and that is going to ultimately create an interest in you. It's also often going to create some synergy with the person who you are sharing it on when you have a well thought out comment, and it could be a thought leader. You know, there are groups of people on Facebook that you'll become friends with that you're probably never going to sponsor into your business or any of that type thing, but your relationship with them brings social proof to you and lends credibility just by your association. I just recently did this the other day, and it's kind of funny. I didn't even think about that I was doing this. I was invited to speak at a big event a couple years back, and for some reason, the host of the event, I haven't seen him in my newsfeed very frequently, but he showed up in my newsfeed the other day, and it was kind of a funny, fun social posting, but I went in and commented on that, and the very interesting thing that happened is that he then went in and started commenting on a lot of my stuff, including some of my live videos on my Facebook page, and guess what that did? That raised awareness. It created an interest in other people. It created some more followings for that page and that type thing. So, you know, note those thought leaders that you want to participate with. And when you do that in a way that really could create some interest in you by their other followers as well as that person, because you never know where that will lead you. So be more than just a drive-by social media person. Now, another thing is poor listening. Poor listening is really out. It's kind of funny. I was at a networking party. It was a kind of a swanky little party. You may have seen my Facebook Live. I got invited to a fun party at a multi-million dollar home on Sunday. And I'm new, you know, I've relocated back to Arizona. I'm new in Scottsdale. And it was so fun to go to this event. I met some amazing people, have already been invited to other networking events, have several one-on-one scheduled to sit down, share what I do, share how we might partner together and different things like that. But it was interesting because the real estate agent, this house is for sale, it's on the market. And the real estate agent who had the house listed, I ended up meeting him with a group of people. And it was quite interesting to me because people were talking to him and asking him questions. And he could not have been less interested in what anybody had to say. He was checking his phone, he was checking his watch, he was looking around to see if there was anybody else that he might want to, you know, break away from our group or whatever and be interested in. It was really fascinating to me because I thought to myself, dude, you are so not doing justice to the person whose home you have listed. And you know, and it's kind of a turn off to me, and I'm sure other people in the group, because we were very aware of the fact that he was not interested in having a conversation with us. So if you're going to be networking online or offline, make that person who you're speaking to at the moment the most important thing that you have going. I don't care if your phone beeps. Now, if you're expecting an emergency call from a child or a parent or someone who's sick or whatever, and you can say, excuse me for just a minute, I'm expecting this call, whatever, that's a little bit different. But when, you know, when you're doing this and people are talking to you and, you know, whatever, that's so distracting and it's a turnoff and it's very disrespectful. So don't allow social media to overtake you and lessen your integrity when you're at events. Now, all of us have those times when we are expecting something. And that's when you want to say, you know, I'm sorry, I'm very interested in what you have to say, but I am expecting a text from a child. Let me just quickly check this, that kind of thing. But then that's it. You know, don't get into answering an email from somebody who came in or different things like that. So poor listening, poor attention span is really out, definitely. Now, other things that are way out in social media, join my team, okay? Join my team. Remember this, your prospect, I don't care what it is that you're doing or selling, they're constantly asking themselves, what's in it for me? Subconsciously, they're not thinking to themselves, what's in it for me, what's in it for me? But subconsciously, they're thinking that, just like you and I are thinking that when we are involved in any kind of situation, whether you're shopping. I mean, when you think about it, if you're shopping for towels for the bathroom, you're thinking to yourself, what's in it for me? That, you know, you're thinking to yourself, are these absorbent? Are my guests going to like these? Maybe their decoration. Are these going to, you know, how are these going to look in my bathroom? All of that is about what's in it for me. So no matter what you're doing, selling, the whole situation, it's always about what's in it for the prospect, for the other person on the end of it. Join my team is all about me. It's not about you. It's not about the value that that person's going to get. And for me, there's no bigger turnoff than when somebody, when I see or read or somebody says, join my team. I just got texted that the other day. Hey, join my team. I'd love to have you on it. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'll bet you would. But what's in it for me? You know, kind of a thing. So you want to be really, really careful with that type thing. Another thing you don't want to do is share a whole bunch of company graphics. Now, there are certain, depending on what you're doing. Now, if you're doing an open house and you're in real estate, take a photo of yourself in front of the house. Take a picture of the people who are selling it in front of the house. Do something that brings people into the situation. If you're in network marketing or party plan, use photos of you with your product, not the company graphics, not the thing that everybody else is sharing that basically looks like a catalog that people might get. You know, when we pick up a magazine, when you think about it, if you pick up a magazine, it doesn't matter what it is. In most cases, the advertisement is going to be somebody using whatever the product is that you're seeing. If you watch TV and you see commercials, it's going to be commercials of people using the product that you're looking at. So you want to make sure that you're bringing yourself or some type of real life situation into any graphics that you're sharing out online. And then the final thing I have for what's not hot is using terminology that is so hypey and salesy, like the best. We've got the best comp plan. We've got the best energy drink. We've got the best makeup. We've got the best candle. We've got the best travel system. We've got the best nutritional products. You know, you name it, it doesn't matter. Anytime you use the best, your prospect immediately dials out because everybody says that. Whether it's real estate, insurance, whatever it is, let people tell you that what you have is the best. You tell them what the benefit statement is that you have to offer them. You tell them what the value proposition is for what you're going to be giving them and why you don't say, I'm going to tell you why you're going to come back later and tell me I'm the best. But you want to provide enough value that they will be coming back and telling you that you're the best and why you're the best. So that's what I have today for the state of the direct sales and social media profession. I hope you've found value in this. Thanks for being here, and I look forward to any of your comments and your shares, and I will see you this month in February as we continue talking about networking and how to grow your business with networking. Have an awesome day, and I'm off to go network right now. Okay, so I hope you found some value with the state of direct sales, network marketing, and social media for February. And I realize that you are listening to this sometime after the halfway point of February. But join me over on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. I've done over 2 weeks of content of how to be a successful networker, how to monetize your message through networking, how to meet people, how to find events. We've covered everything from that. Icebreakers, where to find events, how to dress, your mindset for success, overcoming your fears, what to do with those business cards when you get home with them so that you can truly monetize your message. We've talked about a little bit of everything. So go over to facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. Watch those videos. Most of them are between 5 and 8 minutes. They're going to help you create new warm market, add to your contact list, expand that warm market through social media, and really give you the skills that you need to find people to talk to right now about your business and be successful. Join me over on directsalesbootcamp.com. Let's get your business up and thriving. And if you have any requests, you can tweet me at Jackie Almer. We'd love to hear what those are. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. I'll see you on the next show. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. My 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.